My name is Rod Walston, a.k.a. J. Roddy to the Walston. My crap hits.
From the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay and smack dab on the Mason-Dixon line, broadcasting from a basement overstocked with beers, this is Insomnia Radio Baltimore. With your hosts, Tim Pajoli and Don Rogers. So have a seat, turn it up, and enjoy the best music from Maryland and beyond.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to be drunk, I'm going to be obnoxious, I'm going to be loud at that football game. Peyton Manning, you're a teabagger.
Insomnia Radio.
Insomnia Radio Baltimore, that is J. Roddy Walston in the business. And that is, I'll tell you what, and that comes off of Hail Mega Boys. Hey, this is Don.
And this is Tim.
That's right, and we are hanging out with J. Roddy Walston in the business this evening, and it is exclusively their show. Guys, how's it going? And we only have a couple microphones, so there might be a little bit of... passing around here. So what's happening? Introduce yourself, gentlemen.
My name is Rod Walston, a.k.a. J. Roddy to the Walston, and I am pretty much the heart and soul of this band.
Follow that up, Zach.
This is Zachary Westfall. I play the bass guitar in the band.
Steve, I play the drums.
This is William C. Gordon. I am the guitar player.
All right, so guys, thanks a lot for letting us hang out with you this evening. But
and bear with us. Bear with us. You know, and we did bring the beer.
Right.
So cheers.
Right. Cheers. Which is a Insomnia Radio Baltimore tradition of getting wasted. So at least for me it is. Not so much Tim.
I got to drive home usually.
Right, because we do it at my house. And he drove here tonight. So, but we won't keep you up late tonight.
But, you know, bear with us. This is our first... interview. Don's done this in a past life, but it's new for me, and I know the band has done some interviews in the past with Don, actually. in your past life. And I know they got some lined up this weekend, but that'll be past tense by the time the show comes out.
The hell are you talking about, man?
Don't worry about it.
All right, you got a CD out, Hail Mega Boys, just released.
Yep.
It's awesome stuff. Great to listen to from beginning to end. And I don't know, tell us a little bit about the CD, where you recorded it, and all that good stuff.
Recorded it in my basement. I'm Billy, the guitar player. I lived at a place outside of Baltimore. And basically, our house was called the Pirate Ship because there was another band there called Army of Pirates. So the house dubbed the name Pirate Ship. But it's just a grungy old basement. And we just set up mics everywhere and just, you know, did drums. Then we did guitars. And it took a long time, but...
You guys
That's
did
where
all
we did everything.
You guys did all the mixing and every post-production, everything yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Did everything ourselves.
Well, we got someone else to master it. His name is Gary Sweda, I think, but I couldn't find out.
Gary Swede.
No one remembered his name, so I changed it to Gary Swede.
Sounds more rock and roll anyway, man. Gary Swede. Yep. So you guys, Rod, you're originally from Tennessee. Zach, I think you're from Montana.
Yeah.
And you guys, and Billy and Steve, you guys are Baltimore guys.
Yep.
How did y'all meet? How'd y'all get hooked up? How'd y'all run into each other?
Well, Zach moved to my hometown following some sort of musical aspiration. But I have no idea why he came to my town because it was like five people. I think his brother told him there was an awesome rock world.
What town? That's in Tennessee. What city?
Cleveland, Tennessee, which is right outside of Chattanooga, and literally I have no idea why anyone would move there. I mean, I know why his brother moved there, but why his brother convinced him to move there, I do not know.
I only moved there because I knew people from Helena, Montana that had moved there to go to college. So
all five of them.
So it was like moving to the big city for him.
So you guys, did you guys both move up here at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what happened was, I was working on some music. Like, I've been doing a lot of like prog rock kind of stuff, I don't know, through high school, and different things happened, people quit, whatever, and then I decided I wanted to start doing like more like pop music or whatever, more like straightforward kind of songs or whatever, and sent stuff into this thing and end up that I had a show that was like this big festival or whatever, so I ended up needing to put a band together, and Zach was a part of a group of people that I knew. So we threw a band together, and then it just kind of stuck. And then, you know, a couple of lineup changes, and then that band moved up here together. And then two of the guys quit, and I got stuck with this guy still. And then, I don't know. Yes, you won't. I've tried, and he will not leave me.
He lent you his pants.
Yeah.
You guys met.
What? I thought you did. You said you soiled them earlier. I thought that he lent them to you.
They're yours now, though.
No, it was
just a burrito incident.
Yeah.
We'll just write it off as that.
Yep.
So you put it out in a city paper looking for a drummer, guitarist, or...
One of the first shows we played with Billy, and not too long after we got here, the other two guys were kind of like, we're out, you know. So one of the first shows we played was with a band that Billy was in. What was that, Fighting Tricycles or something at that point?
Yeah. We had three different names. There were, I think we started off with Varicose Veins.
Right.
And, I think we would advertise our band name, and then we'd change it at the show date. You know, we'd be something else. And, yeah, it ended up being Fighting Tricycles.
Which turned out to not be a good marketing plan for a band, apparently.
Horrible.
So, and then I don't know. I think I won Steve in a poker game or something.
I figured you bought him off the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, speaking about your website. Yeah, exactly. You know, jroddy.net, the website's up, you know, other than myspace.com/jroddy, you have jroddy.net, and we were surfing around there the other day just seeing what kind of things you had on there, and for $500 apparently, you can get a date with Steve. And actually, Steve, you'll know that, you know, we put a little blog up on our website, baltimore.insomniary.net, last week, asking our listeners if they had any questions for for you guys. And the first one that came through was, what do you get for $500 with a date for Steve?
Oh, man.
And it came from a guy. So.
Great.
Yeah. So, so Mike, this one's for you.
Well, women know what they're going to get. I guess the guys are kind of curious. That's all. Well,
$500, steep price tag.
Yeah, you can say
anything you want. This is the internet.
You were talking big earlier.
Talking big.
Wait, bitch.
Oh, man. Now we had talks about that.
Any takers yet?
Have we?
You can't. Because you can't select
Oh, that's right.
Quantity.
You can't select a quantity.
Wow.
It's kind of an unlimited amount of dates.
Well, I guess click on the contact link if anybody's seriously interested in a date with Steve, and perhaps there could be some negotiations there.
I think it would be prostitution, so it's not really legal.
No, it's just a date. That's fine. There's escort service.
Well, that's true.
It shows you where my mind's going.
Well, I would think that this is probably a perfect segue to play another song at this point.
Sounds great.
And Steve, you can jot down the services. We'll post them on the website.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's fine. So this next track, also off of Hail Mega Boys, and I guess if we want to call a first single, it's the first track we heard, and it's called Rock and Roll the Second. Available for free at baltimore.insomniaradio.net as a free download with a little bio of the band. So stop by there, grab the track, and check it out. And also do check out jroddy.net. You can purchase Hail Mega Boys from the website.
Yep.
As well as, I believe you said, it's in a couple record shops around town, too.
And it's in Soundgarden in Baltimore and MySpace.com. You can download the album. You can pay to download the record now. And you can also get LMNEP off of MySpace.
All right. And that is the EP that came out last year. And we're going to play a track off of that later on.
And I recommend the best place to buy a J. Roddy Walson and the Business CD is at a live show, because the live show kicks ass. And you got to go see them. And we'll come back. We're going to listen to a song. And we're going to come back and maybe talk about some of the shows you have coming up.
Yeah.
All right.
Here is Rock and Roll the Second from Hail Mega Boys.
Come on, come on, let's shake it right. Get these kids to shake it tonight. It started back in 84. And that's a black and hit the floor. It didn't take them very long. But that's who says something's wrong. Your kids, they just don't shake like you. Make a scene. Shake it down. You got to get up now.
Insomnia Radio Baltimore. That is Rock and Roll the Second with J. Roddy Walston in the business. Having a good time hanging out, drinking some beers, getting a little bit of a buzz kicking, and embarrassing the shit out of Steve, and which is what we like to do, having a good time, you know. But the live show is awesome. As soon as it's from the first note to the last note, it's just nonstop energy. You guys are tight, and it's fun. You know, if you don't dance, you want to go up there and dance, and the songs are just... get your head bobbing, and I love it. I really do.
And as good as they are, they come across in the CD, they're 10 times better live, so do yourself a favor. And you know what? There are a couple shows coming up in Baltimore and beyond, actually, more beyond than Baltimore. And Don, you can go ahead and do those. You have that in front of you.
Well, we've got one coming up in at Fletcher's in Baltimore, and that is on May 4th. And that's actually a pretty big show. You're playing with another band, I believe, that we know is OFM.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those guys, yeah, same bill. So, two reasons to actually go out and check out the show. But tell us a little bit about the shows. What people should expect from J. Roddy Walston in the business show?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, Mr. Slave. depending on how the evening rolls, the crap hits. Partial nudity, depending on what state we're in. Kentucky has experienced a lot of... at least partial pants removal.
Is the partial nudity from Zach's testicles, from what we hear? And how are your testicles, Zach? Are they still as big as a potato?
My mom wants to know.
Normalizing.
Good. Well, we're glad to hear that.
Normalizing who? What else can you expect at our show? Steve will probably miss a beat or two. Billy will wail.
I'm still trying to break my neck.
And I believe that the spirit of Cliff Burton has taken you over, to be honest with you, when you're on stage. I'm telling you, the way that your head goes back and forth, the hair is all over the place. You're insane, dude.
It's like I said, I'm just trying to break my neck, you know.
Okay. Well, it's a fun way to try and break your neck.
If that's what you think was going on, that's what's happening.
The listeners can't see, but he's got a quite disgusting, like... thin mustache
actually
going
getting,
on right now.
It's a John Waters.
The first beer in the mustache.
Is that fresh? is that peach fuzz?
It's brand new.
Very good. Congratulations. Welcome to manhood.
The best part is, that's the only, like, he's not shaving. He just can only grow a mustache. So.
And you are the only member of the band without a beard. So, you know, is there any talk of pop implants later on?
You know, these guys kept growing beards around me, and they knew I couldn't do it. But, you know, I got in touch with a couple of, you know, self-help groups, and, you know, I've got the mustache, you know. I think things are good.
My crap hits.
May 12th, headed up to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at the Lava Lounge for a 9 o'clock show. At Johnson's Pub on May 24th, Charleston, South Carolina. Heading down to Athens, Georgia, May 25th. That's celebrating my parents' anniversary. May 26th, while you're down in Georgia, Willow Oak Music Festival. Is that a big outdoor type?
I think so. It's a friend of mine contacted me and said, like, his friend of his puts together this thing. It's out in a farm, and it's like 3 days. And I think, I don't know what the deal is if you only want to come one day, but for 3 days, it's like $100 or something like that. And it's all you can eat and all you can drink and music for like 3 days straight.
So it's like a mini Bonnaroo festival.
Yeah. Is it all? Do they give you food and stuff at Bonnaroo?
I don't know.
Actually, no. You can't carry it in. You gotta take it not from your campsite.
This is like they cook for you all weekend and stuff. I don't know.
It's all about the Bliss Bowl.
Yeah, it's a rainbow thing.
It's a rainbow.
Oh, God. Then in the 27th, on your way back home, Apex, North Carolina, at the Mike Roy Plantation for a private party. Private party. You guys do private parties, apparently.
There's an inside joke there. Tell us a little bit about it.
Mike Roy is my lover slash enemy, and it's like the celebration party of his second child's birth, Hank, I think. Oh, and also his 27th birthday. I don't know. I referred to it as the baby Hank hoedown or something like that. But
fantastic. So you can't buy tickets and you can't come. So if you're not
you can come.
You come?
Yeah, come on out.
Right. Should we call Mike and RSVP? You got a number?
Yeah. You guys want to come down and celebrate Hank and Mike? You can do it.
All right. You know what? I'm not going to list all these, but you are going to be up in Wilmington, Delaware at Mojo 13 on the 2nd, and then back home in good old St. John's, Hamilton, Maryland on June 16th. And we discussed earlier, St. John's is the patron saint of rock and roll. So
let's grab another beer, and let's listen into another song. Right. And what song we got lined up, Tim?
Why don't we go with Get Into Me.
Get Into Me. All right. And this is off the LM...
No, it's not. Yes, it is.
LMN EP, yes, is. Which does that mean the Lick My Nuts EP? Because I'm all about acronyms and stuff like that, and that's what I figured it really meant.
He personally thought it was a play on the alphabet, as in LMNOP, insert vowel E.
That's why Tim's smart, and I'm just a dumb, stupid drinking guy. So let's do it. Hey, cheers, guys.
Yeah.
It's J. Roddy Walston in the business, Insomnia Radio, Baltimore.
That was Get Into Me from the live CD release, and if you don't have it, tough shit, it's out of print. You cannot get it anymore. So you'll just have to play this.
You can.
Where?
You can.
No, wait.
It's off of LMNEP, and it's on MySpace.
Well, you can get the studio version.
Right, yep.
Off of LMNEP. But that was live version.
You're right. You're right. I forgot.
Yeah, that was in studio. We just played that.
All right.
I'm an idiot. Sorry.
Okay. All right, so you can't get that version.
No, you're not. Oh, wait, yes, you are.
Okay.
You can get that on MySpace.
All right. So, again, we have the new CD just came out, I guess, was back in March. Beginning of March?
You want to handle that one?
Yeah. March 2nd.
March 2nd, yeah. We were at the CD release show. You guys played with actually a couple really good bands.
P-Lander Z!
That was...
P-Lander Z.
How did you guys hook up with P-Lander Z for that show? Because that was... They were the band that was definitely out of place that night.
Well, they're kind of out of place on this planet. They're out there. Nothing against P-Lander Z.
No, I mean...
I think that's part of their allure.
I know the Milwaukees came down and were on before you guys, and those guys are really good. We played them on our last show.
They're awesome.
Really good, and they have a... You know, we'll plug them, too. They got a new LP
Jersey
coming out.
Jersey Douchebags.
Called American Anthems, and that'll be out soon. We'll probably plug that a little bit more. But Hail Mega Boys, where'd that name come from? Hail Mega Boys. Zach, I think you can probably take that one.
I work at a guitar store, and there's...
You can give there's a plug.
Customer,
what the hell?
There's this customer that would always come in. His name was Stevie Mariner. And he's a little bit crazy. And he was really, really into playing bass, and he would set up his bass gear, and he would set up his own little thing and play for like 2 hours and wouldn't talk to anybody, and then he'd come up to the guitar counter and lay a list of songs on the counter, and that was the set list that he played for the past 2 hours while nobody was watching. And he would do this like every single week. And one of the set lists, we finally decided to start saving the set lists, and I took one of them, and I started reading some of the things on there, and there were, like, titles like Sun Tune / Metal Wind. Was it I Love You Happy, I Want You Happy Horns, Total Mahunkies.
You know, when you start the day with a coffee, some coffee and a hit of acid, that's the kind of shit that happens.
Well, he would always go, he's like, I don't know what I'm doing, man. I've just had a little bit too much coffee today. Like, that was how he always talked. But there was a song on one of his set lists called Hail Mega Boys. And I was like, dudes, we need to use this. Like,
it hit you.
This is pure genius.
You owe the man. Well, that's cool, man.
I'm sorry, Stevie.
Hey, you know what I wanted to ask you real quick? What did you listen to growing up? Because what I hear, is that funny? You find that funny, Zach, don't you?
No.
Okay, well, we'll get around to it. Maybe we'll go around.
Everything's a joke with Zach.
But you know what it reminds me of? They're very anthemic. And they're songs that you can listen to and you want to sing along, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. So what did you listen to as a kid growing up and getting, is it influenced to writing what you do now?
Yeah, definitely. I personally listen to, I grew up in church, so there's like, that whole thing, which I guess there's a lot of singing along in church and stuff, and then, when I was really young, I was into musicals, and then, yeah, it's funny. This guy cries whenever I play Gershwin in the car, so don't let him fool you. I was really into goofy rock and roll, like the quirky like stuff that like DJs made up like from the 50s. Like when I was in like elementary school, I had like every CD that was like Wacky Hits or Goofy Greats and stuff like that. Like I think I've always been a fan of like old rock and roll and stuff, which is, I don't know, more melodic. Steve?
I was way into Poison when I was like 8 years old, and then I got way into New Edition. It was like me and like millions of 12-year-old black girls were like into New Edition.
Did you like mimic the dance moves and stuff on MTV?
Who was your favorite?
My favorite.
Was it Ronnie?
Bobby? My favorite. Mickey or Mike?
My favorite was Ronnie DeVoe, who later went on to form Velvet DeVoe.
Right.
All right, Zach, you're up, and apparently you have a funny answer.
I grew up listening to a lot of Duke Ellington and like Count Basie. Like, I'm serious. Like, I listened to a whole bunch of big band stuff. But then when I was in high school, I decided that I really wanted to be into death metal.
Okay.
Right. Talk about Billy.
I should talk about Billy?
Yeah, go ahead.
When Billy was a child, Billy has always had a beard, actually, since he was about 5 years old.
No, I was a late bloomer.
I was a later bloomer than you think, my friend.
No, I want you to hold it for me, Zachary. what should I talk about what I'm into?
What did you listen to growing up?
Well, you know, the first thing I was into... The first song I remember as a little kid was Another One Bites the Dust, and I was totally pumped about dust. And you know, I used to have singles. I was really into Weird Al, too, you know, and Michael Jackson.
Another One Rides the Bus.
Another One Rides the Bus, too. Yeah. You're missing out, though. But I guess the reason I wanted to play music was probably because of... Eddie Van Halen. I wanted to be Eddie Van Halen. I wanted to shred.
All right, I think it's time for some more music. This one coming off of Hell Mega Boys, Sally Bangs is the name of this track, and I think there's a story that goes along with this. Rod, if you want to elaborate a little bit.
Okay, so my girlfriend is Sally.
80.
And she bangs. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. My grandmother was a musician. Like, my whole family was, like, whatever, really big musicians and stuff. And I don't know, definitely, like, kind of disconnect from that when I was in high school. I was like, oh, country music or whatever, all that. I just didn't, like, get it or whatever. And then I suddenly did. And then so, but she was already kind of, like, too old. Anyways, so... Sometimes she'll be awesome and can, like, play piano, but then you can just see her kind of, you can, like, watch her, like, fade. It's, like, playing, da-da-da, awesome, and then it just kind of, like, she has no idea what she's doing and back into it and stuff. So this was a chunk of a song that apparently her dad played growing up, and it was, like, the first two lines are the only thing she could remember of it, and I was like, this is awesome. So
what are the lines?
I saw Sally changing clothes. She was in a perfect pose so that your bangs hang down. I saw Sally bending over. She looked like a four-leaf clover. Sally, let your bangs hang down.
Grandma's getting freaky. Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, I don't know anything about this song, but I'm writing an, I'm finishing it. So
Rod got hard, yeah. Sat down at the piano.
And the weird part was I wrote it on guitar. All right, so here it is now, playing for you.
Bing bong.
I saw Sally changing clothes. She was in a perfect pose. Sally, let your bangs hang down. I saw Sally bending over. She looked like a four-leaf clover. Sally, let your bangs hang down. Well, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, these are the things that I fear the most. But Sally's always trying to bring a good lucky. He said, Sally, would you be my wife? He changed his will and he gave her his money. They got married
things turn funny. That man didn't last a second night. And the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, well, these are the things that I fear the most. But Sally's always trying to bring a good man down. And Sally's singing praises, Sally's singing hymns, Sally's taking me and the barn again. Well, Sally, change your ways before we die.
That was Sally Banks from Hail Mega Boys, and we're having a good time here tonight in the city of Baltimore. And let's talk a little bit about the music scene here versus the music scene where you came from in Tennessee. Glaring differences, similarities. Go ahead.
The main similarity is that this band reigns supreme in any area, any arena, any stage. You put us on, we're going to rock it harder than it's ever been rocked before.
Yeah, I agree.
No, Tennessee was cool. I mean, it's definitely different. I think it's different, apparent, in the music I was writing there and the music I wrote here. You know, like, I think things are a little more low-key, a little more fun in Tennessee.
We're winding down now.
Yeah. I don't know, Baltimore's a little bit rougher, a little bit, like, harder, you know. But there's a lot of good stuff going on, I think, in Baltimore and in Tennessee, like Squacks, Orange's Band,
OFM.
I don't really know OFM, but I'll agree with you.
Okay.
Steve, we're playing
Hefter
with them.
And friends and friends of friends.
Yeah, Steve Hefter and friends and friends of friends. And
so you guys have been out on the road just a little bit, and you know, doing a little bit of traveling. You go down back down to Tennessee, and been going down to North Carolina, up to New York also. Give us some good rock and roll road stories with you guys, since you do travel in a van, and I know there's got to be some. You got some pictures up on the website.
So we're staying at my friend, we're staying at my friend Mike's house, and I like wake up to like, I'm like, what is that noise? Like, what's going on? You know, and I like sit up and I can't figure it out because no one else is in the house. Like, the house is empty except for us, and I come to the bathroom and I realize it's a hairdryer. And like 2 or 3 days before that, Billy and I had been joking about starting to feather our hair. And I was like, man. And I was like, it's like, did this guy get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning to pull off the feathered hair joke with a hair dryer and stuff? So I knock on the door and I promise without hesitation, I get the answer to my question. Like, as quickly as I say it, Billy had no hesitation. I was like, Billy, what are you doing? Oh man, I peed in the bed. Oh man, I peed in my sleeping bag. I'm having to dry it off, and like, you know, of course I'm on the ground laughing. And then like the rest of the day, it was like he was just disappointed. Like he was just like, we got to where we were going that next night, and he was like, man, I wish I hadn't peed in my sleeping bag. Like, and apparently he's peed on his girlfriend a couple times too.
Yeah.
He's a
in the shower once.
Yeah, he Gordons fun. On people.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Billy P. Gordon.
Yep. I don't know. Does anybody else have some road stories they want to tell?
Yeah. We were at we played a Halloween show in Chattanooga.
Which you guys were in makeup as well?
Yeah, we were in makeup as well.
And we looked horrible.
We did look horrible, and it felt horrible. But the end of the night, I'm talking with some people up by the bar, and I look beyond the guy, and I see this black guy come into the bar, gets a beer, and I go back to the conversation, I'm looking, and whatever. A couple times later, I look up at it again, and I'm like, oh my God, that's not a black guy. It's a white guy.
It's Mr. T. White
guy dressed as Mr. T, completely painted in face paint, but his entire body, from head to toe. And this guy,
how'd you know he was a white guy?
You can tell he's a white guy.
Here's my take on this thing. I look over at the bar and I'm like, oh, there's a black dude as Mr. T. That's pretty cool. He's got you know, good get up and everything. And then like, look back and talk. Look again, kind of chilling. And I'm like, holy crap, that is not a black guy. This guy is covered head to toe in brown paint. Like, unbelievable. Like, we started talking to him. This dude was absolutely covered in paint, like, everywhere. And I just, it was ridiculous.
Now, was he in character? Was he?
Oh, you got, here's the, someone's got to do the character.
I look over, and he first of all, he walks in, and there's actually one black dude that's a real black dude, and there's only one of them in this bar, and this guy walks straight up to that guy and just starts talking to him. Like, he doesn't look at anybody else, and he doesn't know this guy. He just walks straight up to the only other black guy in the bar and starts talking to him in blackface, which I was like, this is insane, you know? So we finally get him to come over and talk to us, and I was like, man, was the black guy offended that you're in blackface, you know, because maybe that could be offensive? And he's like, oh, no, man, he was just partying on it. And he's like,
this guy turned out, he looked like Mr. T, and he was truly one, I don't want to say a redneck, but he had, like, the total redneck accent, like, unbelievable, one of the great southern accents.
Southern, like, pirate, weird, smoker voice. So he was like, man, he knew I wasn't being racist. I was just playing a character like everybody else.
This is a guy, he actually fronts a band called Double Dick Slick, which I would like to plug. And you guys should go to their MySpace website and check them out, too, because it's really hilarious.
My crap hits.
All right, time for some more music.
Yes. Speaking of that,
it's been a while. Next song comes off the live CD, Grow Up, Grown Up. J. Roddy Walston in the Business on Insomnia Radio Baltimore.
Insomnia Radio Baltimore, that is Grow Up, Grown Up, and we're hanging out with J. Roddy Walston in the Business, getting crazy tonight, having a good time, and of course, we're almost through a case of beer. And
are you still here?
J. Roddy Walston, what say you?
My name is Rod Walston, a.k.a.
J. Roddy to the Walston. My crap hits. Take that, Gore.
Hey, we got one more track to play for you tonight, and it is the closing track from Hail Mega Boys, the new CD by J. Roddy Walston and The Business. It's probably the biggest departure from the rest of the album. I mean, it's it just totally takes a totally different vibe from the rest of the... most of the album is just straight on rock and roll, but this one's pretty deep. I mean, it handles... talks about divorce and adultery and things like that.
Really?
And, that's what I... maybe.
I just put words together.
Oh, okay.
Just cut and paste. Yeah. It was, you know, those Casio keyboards where you just hit like the...
Right on? That was it, huh?
It was a rhyme dictionary. You put the example, demo, Go Malachi.
And that's how Go Malachi was born.
Yep. Absolutely.
But it's like I said, it's the closing track of the album. It's going to be the closing track of episode 17 here of Insomnia Radio Baltimore. And on behalf of Don and I and our listeners, thanks for spending some time with us guys. And, you know.
Yay.
But, hey, we really appreciate it. If you like the songs you played tonight, that we played for you tonight, stop by jroddy.net. You can leave a comment, hopefully, on their webpage. But you can always leave comments on their MySpace at myspace.com/jroddy. Pick up the CD at either place. You can download individual tracks from the MySpace site. You need to buy the whole CD. So go ahead and stop by jroddy.net. Pick up the CD. I believe it's like $12.99. If you're around Baltimore, you can pick it up. We heard Soundgarden and
Billy? It should be kind of getting into stores.
Okay.
Like, there's distribution, and I don't know. Go to Soundgarden, you can get it off the internet, you can get it.
With the live shows.
Yeah, live shows.
And do yourself a favor. If you're thinking about it, you're on the fence about purchasing it, stop by the live show. Again, we gave you a list of dates. Head by their MySpace site or our site, baltimore.insomniaradio.net. Look for the show notes from episode 17, and we'll have all the upcoming dates listed as well. Stop by their MySpace site. Tell them you heard the interview on Insomnia Radio Baltimore, and tell them what you think. These guys are definitely talented, and they're going places. So we're going to take you out with Go Malachi from Hail Mega Boys. Anything else, Don, before we go?
I need another beer.
Yeah, no, words of don't. Wisdom from Don Rogers. So anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and here's Go Malachi. Thanks a lot.
Little invested, little gained, and it doesn't mean you know me if you know my name. And I got a 9-to-5. What the color of your life, I can't recall what I'm living for. Got a kid to take a loving and another in the oven. I don't think I can do it anymore. And it only feels like marriage when we're having sex. So I hate her like a whore, cause she just does it for the check. Says I love you and goodnight. She's turning out the light, I bet she thinks she got herself another raise. By the quiet way she's breathing, I can tell that she'll be leaving. What she does when she tries to slip away. And I've been made an intruder. That's just my house, yeah. Just my house you're living in. And I've been pushed to the outside, but that's no different from where I've always been. I was lost to the TV and we never spoke again. You were lost every night when you went out with your friends. And you never were confronted, cause I know it's what you wanted. And I think you can just go to hell. I don't care what's in the closet, I don't care what you call it. I'm too tired to even try to yell. And you said you were in love, but it was no concern of mine that you found yourself someone while I was working overtime. And I help but be amused by the way you're being used to me. His intentions seemed clear. He was seeing dollar signs, but when he found out they were mine, within a week you were moving back in here. And I've been an intruder, but
go Malachi.
You've been listening to Insomnia Radio Baltimore with your hosts, Tim Pajoli and Don Rogers. Copyright 2007 Insomnia Radio. For detailed show notes and band links, head over to baltimore.insomniaradio.net. To subscribe, feeds.feedburner.com/IRBaltimore.